Aaron passing over the back, over and back. So Dallas takes over possession.
Wardell gives it to Swigert. Swigert throws it inside to Brielle. Brielle goes up, but she's back there about Ware. Ware controls it and hands it off to Mackenzie Parrish. And that was a nice play by Ware there. Brielle had the ball, but she really didn't make a strong move. She came around and was just going to make a little baby shot where she really needed to go up hard. That time Brielle dribbles into Brielle, goes up, the rebound goes across over to Hendricks. This time Brielle gets the rebound. She manages to keep it away from Hendricks and up the court. And you can see the freshman in there right there. She's not really jumping higher. She's using that, what you see when they're in the junior high level yet, where they know they're taller than all the rest of the girls, and if they just stand up nice and tall, they can keep it away.
Agreed, but she also, you can tell the difference when she's in there versus you know, the sophomore high, and she has a little bit better sense of what to do with the ball, and she's able to protect it. And then the other end, she went to a scrum for a loose ball, picked it up, and I think she got fouled shooting two shots.
And that says 32. That's going to be Hendricks' fourth foul. So there goes the post-to-post plays that they've been running down here for Cal City, which could be just the opening that Ballack needs here. 8 seconds to go in the third quarter, 42-36 as the first shot's up and good.
Two things interesting to me will be how long does he stay with Hendricks as she come out of the quarter, and how long does Garlock keep Caleb Brielle out of this game?
42-37, the second shot's good with 8 seconds to go. Parrish pushes it up the court, and they try to rush it, and it goes right out of the hands of Amanda Clifton. Garlock is going to get it back with 4 seconds left here in the third quarter. See if they can get some heroics and get a three here or a 6-2. They get it to Brielle in half court. She looks to throw off the court. Mackenzie Parrish gets it away, gets it back to Ware, but the shot doesn't get off in time. At the end of the third quarter, Cal City 42, Ballard 37. We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun, but even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play, let them learn, let them succeed, let them fail, but most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Welcome back to the start of the fourth quarter here at Cal City High School. Real quick, I'll get this in before action starts. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and Michigan High School Athletic Association. All rights reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of these descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and Michigan High School Athletic Association.
And right off the bat, Cal City comes out with a long three by Megan Parrish. Rebound controlled there by Taylor Briart, and Rachel Brielle, and we got both Brielle's in to start the fourth quarter. And Brielle Taylor, the end one, gets the rebound. She goes up and over the shoulder. Amanda Clifton lays her off the glass, 42-39. And I think that's what Dallas needs to do. They need to come in with both Brielle's here. It's all or nothing. You don't win this game, you go home. You can't afford to sit on the bench. It's something you got to do. And Taylor's got three fouls. She knows how to play. She's a senior. She can play with three fouls here.
Yeah, if you don't play what you got, and if you foul out from Huffman, you foul out. That's the way it is. But you got to have her in the game.
And right now, Brielle is sticking with Ware real tight here, and that might be the adjustment they made. They got Taylor Brielle sticking right tight to Ware with Hendricks on the bench.
How about that play from Alyssa Gasiva? Just came back in, the sophomore. Just called up for tonight, and she made a great defensive stand on Parrish.
And that time, two shots up there by Rachel Brielle, and she couldn't get it. This time, Taylor Brielle gets the rebound, and she goes back up, and then the rebound goes right into the hands of, who was that?
Alyssa Gasiva.
And she drew the foul.
I think they're calling it jump ball.
Jump ball.
I tell you what, the hustle that she has brought has been very impressive.
I'm impressed with Taylor Brielle there. Two times in a row, right up after her, and she still went right back for the third time to go for the shot. And that time, a nice 15 footer there by Samantha Janik. 42-41. Ballas is back in the ballgame here. We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done at our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
Now we're back here at Cal City to start the, after the timeout, 6:38 on the phone. Well, after trimming the lead, Cal City leads by just one, 42-41. A quick update from Eboli tonight, at the end of the third quarter, it looks like it is all Western Pigeon Bay Park. They lead the Lady Bearcats 45-17, Sue.
Cal City comes back here with the ball. Swings it down low to Megan Parrish down here right in front of us. She gets a pick and roll from Rhea. She goes in, but she's back from behind by some senior Bria. She great play there. You know, no senior. She's got 3 fouls, and she went right in there and didn't care. She's playing like she's got no command on it. That's the way she's got to play.
That's your point. She's got to be in there, and that showed Rhea right there. She made an outstanding grab from coming from behind.
And Rhea returned the favor all over on the little sister, and she grabbed Taylor while Bria was there, and it went right into the hands of Mackenzie Parrish. 6:04 to go here in the ball game. 42-41, Kansas City with the lead on the ball. They can roll again. They're trying to give it to Ware, but Brielle's ready for it. Ware's going to take the 15-7. No good. Backs out there by Moore. A little good. She hustles it down. Saves it. Right into Brielle. Brielle gives it back to Moore. Nice work there by Moore. She even looked to see where Brielle was at.
It was also a good defensive move by Taylor Brielle. Logan Ware pulled up for the jumper, but you've got to give her that shot. You can't let her drive you to the basket.
Nice pass by Janik inside there to get it to the senior Brielle. She rolls it up and in. And at the end of the third, it's Bay City, Grand City 36, Memphis 40. They're hanging around there. Cassidy with the ball. Now they got it in front of that bench. They get it over to Chambers. Chambers gives it back to Parrish at the top. Parrish is covered there by Kasiba. Now down to Megan Parrish. She swings it back up to the top to Chambers. Rachel Brielle's covering her. They're swinging around the rail, who's out behind the three-point line. Swing it back. Kansas City's going to run their little style here and be patient. Now, we've seen this before out of Kansas City. Well, they like to stop just a little bit, but sometimes they bite you when you're only out by one. So they've got to be careful here. And Alex could come out and try to get a 5-second count a little bit more. Rail rolls down and says, takes the shot, no good. Nobody backs out on the weak side for Alex. The rebound goes right back to Mackenzie Parrish. Kansas City resets their offense again. Gonna play a little keep away here for now.
Dallas forced Rhea on the shot that they probably were happy with her taking, but unfortunately they didn't back out and they were able to control the rebound.
And it's too bad because they had both the Brielle sisters on this side and nobody on the weak side to back out there, and it would have been an easy after they could have brought a nice breath there up the court. Cassidy's patient, now Mackenzie. Parrish takes the round three, bounces around, doesn't get the roll. Rhea gets it, but doesn't get the shot. That time, Rachel Brielle, Taylor Brielle did a good job. She let Rhea take that shot right open, and Rhea totally missed it, anticipating the hit from Brielle. And now Rhea could make it, and Brielle just whips down the rebound.
Yeah, she did a great job of not getting the foul, and like you said, she put herself in perfect position to get that rebound.
And that time they passed into Brielle, but a shot was deflected there again by Rhea from behind, and it's a nice game here going between the senior Brielle and Logan Rhea. And that's Taylor Brielle. Cassidy with the ball, in trailing now, 5-1, shot up there by Chambers, no good, rebound right into the hands of Kasiba. She didn't have to backfill or anything, it was like, look on the fire, I went for the cookie jar.
I'm not sure that was the best shot from Chanel Chambers right there, she was definitely open, but I'm not sure they wanted her to take that shot.
Nice move by the backer, she took, she was right up on the baseline and said, oh, let's get 10 feet close, and put on, took the shot, twisted. Now it extends the lead to 45-42, 3:32 to go, we'll be back.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
This is Cindy Cruzy, and at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we're part of the community. We grew up here, independent and locally owned. Thumb National believes in supporting our local athletes, and that's why we're here to remind you to support and attend the local school activities. You can make a difference in a youth's life by supporting those who are involved in athletics and all extracurricular activities.
You wanna be wherever.
everybody knows your name.